Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Coming up, Harmonia asks the age-old question, what is love? And finds some answers in Love Songs from the Renaissance by composers Luzzatsky, Crequillon, Henry VIII, and Ludwig Zenfel. Performers include Douce Mémoire, the Egidius Quartet, Alamire, and Andrew Lawrence King. Take a quick look back in time in the Harmonia time capsule. Cupid shot his arrow and it landed on 1493, a year of news and a year to remember. On July 12, 1493, an early illustrated book with the title Nuremberg Chronicle was printed in Germany. Although it's always been referred to in English after the town in which it was published, German speakers know it simply as Schedel's World History, a reference to its author, Hartmann Schedel. Several months after the initial Latin publication, a German version was printed, thanks to translator Georg Alt. The Chronicle was no ordinary book. It sought to give an account of the history of the world, as set out by the Bible, from creation to the year 1493. It also included histories of many important Western cities, such as Paris, Naples, Athens, Prague, and others. The Chronicle was also remarkable for the integration of images alongside the text. German artists Michael Wolgemuth and Wilhelm Pleydenwurf created the 1,809 woodcuts that give life to the words. Wolgemuth and Pleydenwurf were able to do this with help from workshop assistants, which included a young Albrecht Dürer. Some of the woodcuts were also hand-painted. Among the hundreds of images is the earliest depiction of Saint Valentine, a Roman priest. The accompanying text tells the story of his martyrdom during the 3rd century under the reign of Emperor Claudius II. St. Valentine was apparently guilty of marrying and aiding Christians, which got him thrown in prison, but it wasn't until he tried converting the emperor that he was condemned to death by a combination of clubbing and stoning, followed by a final beheading. Although his life ended in a gruesome story, St. Valentine was given a feast day by the Catholic Church. St. Valentine's Day, as it's called, is celebrated on February 14th, a day for love and lovers. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1493. I'm Angela Mariani. More about the Nuremberg Chronicle and other people and St. Valentine, as well as early music gift ideas for true loves everywhere, can be found in Harmonia's online shop at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. What is love? It's an age-old question. Ask anyone, and they'll tell you what they think it is. And why not? We've all been in and out of love, which probably makes us authorities on the subject. Or does it? If there's one fact about love, it's that it can't be defined in any one way. This is where artists and musicians of many varieties step in to help us represent what we feel when we're in love. Composers during the Renaissance wrote song after song, piece after piece, on love's many themes. They weren't necessarily trying to capture it as one thing, but represent its many flavors, you might say. Italian Renaissance composer Luzzasco Luzzaschi had definite ideas about what love meant to him. His works are all about nature, spring, youth, and affection. One of his pieces even begins with the expression, "I love you."
Thank you.
music of the Italian Renaissance. Douce Memoir performed works by Luzzasco Luzzaschi and instrumental pieces by Giulio Cesare Barbetta. Denise Raison d'Adre directed. Hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, podcasts, and much more can be found online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring love through the music of Renaissance composers. Like Luzzaschi, who we heard earlier, Franco-Flemish composer Thomas Crequillon also had distinct ideas about love. His chansons were full of vivid pictures and little scenes that sometimes turn humorous and suggestive. The chanson Me lever pour un matin is a fine example. Quote, I got myself up one morning, earlier than I had before. On my route I met the lady whom I loved so much. For love I begged her, but she refused me, and when she heard the sound of my bagpipe and its drone, and Marion, my little love, my stock, my horn, and ho, 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 to ask too much is not so good.
Thank you.
The Aegidius Quartet and Consort perform excerpts from the 2005 etc. label release Fortune, Hélas, Chanson of Thomas Crequillon. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, celebrating 25 years of service to the field of early music, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We've been looking at themes of love through the music of Renaissance composers Luzzatto Luzzaschi and Thomas Crequillon. We continue with music of Tudor England. The Henry VIII manuscript is a famous source of songs written by composers associated with the Tudor king's court. It includes many love songs, some of which were composed by Henry himself. Of the 109 songs, around a third of them are specifically credited to Henry VIII. They're touching, longing, and melancholy, all embodiments of English music of the period. They also speak highly of a young king and give us an idea of his innermost thoughts and emotions.
Oh,
Music of the English Renaissance. David Skinner directed Alamire in songs from the Henry VIII manuscript. Also heard was the Attignon consort in a performance of Madame d'Amour. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. We continue this exploration of love with an Obsidian label CD of music by German Renaissance composer Ludwig Senfel. David Skinner leads an ensemble of vocal soloists and instrumentalists in love songs by Senfel, a leading European composer during the Reformation and a favorite musician of Martin Luther. Senfel's love songs tend toward the melancholy, yet he also wrote spirited music which evoked nature, youth, and love.
Oh. Thank you.
Music of the German Renaissance. Love songs by Ludwig Zenfel were directed by David Skinner in an Obsidian label release devoted to the music of Zenfel. With vocal soloists, the choir of Sydney Sussex College, Cambridge, harpist Andrew Lawrence King, and the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Much of the music you hear on Harmonia, as well as books and early music gift items, are available online at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Items purchased through links on our website also support the production of this program. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.